This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bagat thing now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Scotiabank, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much I used to suffer and the rings up.
Happy holidays, everybody. The Wednesday, December 27th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. Hope you had a great holiday with the fam. We got lots to talk about today. Lots to talk about in the first hour and lots to talk about in the second hour. Dolphin fans, you could call me in the second hour and we'll chop it up. We'll parlay the parlay. Make sure I have some 49er fans call me too. Because boy, look here, that's some cut skin they took too. Because misery like companies. I ain't going to just tote this all by myself today. So let me know how, let you know how to chime in. Phone lines are open 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free name one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Fresh new smart talk all day right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, here's the deal. We're going to get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, I'm going to open up the lines. Y'all need to tell me who really won John Canoe. Because I watched that parade today, and let me tell you. Could have been the family. Could have been the Saxon. Could have been the Valley. And you know, the talks are now rising, you know, out of it all. So let me know who you thought should have won. Who you think is the winner. Was there a robbery? Or had gone? How it should have gone? That's what I want to know on the flip side of the break. And then at 5 o'clock, we know what we're going to talk about. All right? Yeah, man. So buckle up. It's all going down on the flip side of the break. The holiday edition. You got me today, probably tomorrow, and then we'll see you in the new year. So get a good dose while you can. Because after the day, you can see me in 2024. God spare life. So let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be chopping it up on the Wednesday, December 27th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Towards the heights of the season, Scotiabank wanted to give the people a lift for mom, dad, and kids. Apply for a Scotiaplan loan and unwrap the perfect Christmas gift. Fix your home, buy new appliances, or go on vacation. Scotiabank is giving holiday cheer with an all-expense-paid weekend trip for two to Miami for 3 days and two nights. When you apply for a Scotiaplan loan from now until December 31st, enjoy low interest rates and no payments for up to 2 months. Unwrap the perfect Christmas with Scotiabank.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Towards the heights of the season, Scotiabank wanted to give the people a lift for mom, dad, and kids. Apply for a Scotiaplan loan and unwrap the perfect Christmas gift. Fix your home, buy new appliances, or go on vacation. Scotiabank is giving holiday cheer with an all-expense-paid weekend trip for two to Miami for 3 days and two nights. When you apply for a Scotiaplan loan from now until December 31st, enjoy low interest rates and no payments for up to 2 months. Unwrap the perfect Christmas with Scotiabank.
Jingle all the way around the world with Shell this Christmas. Win $30,000 in prizes when you spend $20 in fuel at any Shell location now through January 5th. Enter now to win two round-trip tickets to the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills game or see the world with a $5,000 travel voucher. Weekly winners will be selected to win thousands of dollars in free fuel, grocery, and many more fabulous prizes. Fuel up and get your receipt for a chance to win with Shell now through January 5th, 2024.
Cashmas time, here we go. Mercy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra cheer. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Island Bay. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your account. Quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome stuff at Mercy's Island Bay.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you as the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Enjoy a KFC festive bucket packed with 8 pieces of golden fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half-gallon Pepsi in a free reusable beverage bag. Available for a limited time, the reusable drink bags are perfect for your future festive feasts. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, December 27th edition of Talking Heads. All right, people, tell me what happened, man. I watched it. Very good parade, all things considered. I think we got the weather mixed up a little bit because when that bad weather was supposed to come, nothing happened. And right when the parade was supposed to start, it rained. But anyway, we ain't got a whole lot against nobody. I want to know. Who won? Naughty? Oh, Lord. Somebody disgruntled. It's a long text at the gate. Good day, Naughty. It was too close to call. I sat on bay and watched the full parade. Where did you sit on bay, texter? Let me know. Did you have good seats? Were Bahamians accessible to good seats? Or were you part of the sponsor posse that got hooked up? I don't know if the postponement of the parade put a damper on the group's spirits this year, but something was missing. There was no energy. The groups were sluggish. I'm a warrior. We don't cry. We take our cut hip. But every group performance was lacking, in my opinion. All right, I get it. I understand like the sluggishness of the event, but even out of the sluggishness, there was some that stood above the rest. I mean, I'm trying to figure out who they were though, because it looked very close, like you say, very close across the board. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's happening, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Sparkalicious, Bucket Mud, Ratchet Draw, Brown Bottle Inhaler? What's going on? Happy holidays.
The Bucket Mud, Ratchet Draw King here.
Yeah, listen, do me a favor. Now, this time, spare me the fact that we know your mummy sponsored the Valley Boys way back in the day, yesterday, initial parade and all that. Tell me what you think of today's parade.
Yeah, we can leave that alone. Well, let's put it like this. First of all, no brown bottle. Go into some dental things, and I want some antibiotics. I can't touch no brown bottle.
Oh, Lord.
So the whole body got to dry out and water down. Now let's go to this just carnival thing that we witnessed today.
This what you call it?
It is a carnival. It is a carnival. It's Junkanoo.
Boy, them costume was lighting up, Sparky. I didn't know lights was in Junkanoo.
Man, look here, Junkanoo was changed. See, I got to bring it in. I said, I've been out there from 1958.
Right, you've seen it evolve.
I've missed three Junkanoo parades because of different situations. Three. I rushed with the Valley Boys for most of all of those parades that I started going with the Pigs, went with Barabbas and the Tribe. I even went out a few times individual and won some money with the Fishman, Mama Watching, and the Coke Man, Bill and Things, and taking them out there. So I've been active in Junkanoo. I don't sit in no bleachers and paper, but I got to be in the middle of the action there. Now, I watched that yesterday, and I think Junkanoo has gotten to the point where we got lights, we got things, or wheels, we got helicopters, we got all kinds of things now in Junkanoo. We've taken it to another level. We got the world watching us now, all of CNN and them watching us. Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp. You could just Junkanoo all over my phone. But what I saw today, I don't know how in the world they judge Junkanoo. You could judge a football game and a basketball game because you could see the points go in the basket or over the field goal or over the touchdown line. You could say I beat you 7-3 or 20-10. You're not the end of the day. You could also say the judges or the referees called bad game. I heard you and Pauline say that many times that these referees on that last game were calling bad calls. But how do you judge Junkanoo when in the Bahamas, just about all the citizens are favorite fans of this group or the next group? We know that the Valley Boys and Saxons are the older groups around. The Valley Boys being out there about 16 years before the Saxons came out there. The Valley Boys came out in December as Valley Boys, December 1958, officially as Valley Boys.
But Sparky, we aren't trying to be disrespectful, but you gave us this history lesson before. I want to know what you thought about the parade today. Did the Valley get robbed in your opinion? That's what I know.
In my opinion, that's what I'm coming to. I would say the Valley Boy got robbed outright by some points. I'm trying to get to this point now. These judges also have their favorite groups that they judge for. They're Bohemians. They're Saxons fans. They're Valley Boys fans. They're Roots fans and everything. And they all get in a bucket. But one particular judge could be a Saxon fan and say he gives his boy an extra 1 or 2 points. And bam,
Sparky. I get that, but I remember there was times. Hold on, I remember there was times where the Valley was parked up on Elizabeth Avenue, wasn't even rushing, and people were scoring points for them, and they even hit bait. I remember another time where with all due respect, Saxon won every category, but Valley won the parade. So don't tell me about the mumbo jumbo mat. Sometimes, you know, when that come back to bite you in the butt, teeth from teeth.
No, this is exactly what I'm saying. It's been happening over and over for years. The same thing you said. We talk about this, but I think maybe we might let some foreign people judge the parade.
Set a criteria, man.
We ain't got no favorite group. They just come out there and let them judge what they think. Let's see what they say. Because we got people that are fans to these different groups, and you can win by 1 or 2 points. Because we can up in our country, we can pull for PLP and FNM, whatever the case may be.
Sparky, I got a text to come in and say, well, Naughty Valley disgruntled again. They'll probably quit in 5-4-3. They just quit again. Ah, boy, Sparky.
I don't know. I can say one thing, though. The parade was one of the most beautiful parades I ever saw.
I saw a lot of pretty costumes there. That's why I said it was too close to call, in my opinion. I saw some good things from the Valley, good things from the Saxons, and good things from the family.
I saw good things from some of the stock rooms.
Mm-hmm. The Sting was looking solid, too, I must say. The alley was strong. But anyway, Sparky.
Some of the junior groups was pretty.
Have a good one, man.
You too,
and all
man.
The best for the new year, man.
Happy New Year.
You
too,
my brother. All the best to you and the fam. Let's get to this other call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9. Caller, you can call us back. Sorry, we're not fast enough answering the phone as you would like it, but we'll get to you when we get to you. So please call back. It's all good. Now, in the meantime, let me check the text lines. Naughty. This is Valley's third or fourth time going to Disney. I bet it's their last. I'm tired of seeing the castles and the princesses. Time for something new. It was close, but Saxons won every category. Give them their flowers. When Saxons get fourth and fifth, it's okay. So they won now. Let it be. Tell Valley to go protest that. You know, they probably will. Wee! Well, what was your take, though? I mean, like I said, like Sparky said, I'm agreement. I saw a lot of good things. There was a lot of nice costumes. Solid music across the board, for the most part. Everybody did their thing. There was some sluggishness to it, and I think that has to do with only one lap. I think people gear up. That first lap is to get warm, and that second lap is to brace oil and everything. So, we'll see if that had something to do with it. But I won't get your take. Good afternoon, Naughty. Tell Sparky take a few more cool ones. This one for Peter Macaroni, but a former PM would be out in the new year. Oh, so you saying the former PM wasn't out for this one, so that's why y'all won this for Macaroni. But if he come out in the new year, y'all don't know how your chances are. I get it. Yeah, boy. The XPM is a big albatross to plenty things. It's a big anchor project to plenty things. Hey, I'm just saying, Saxon, that may cause them turn on you this lap. You know, Valley done crying. But I agree with you there, man. That's one for the late, great Peter Macaroni Gilcutt, my boy. One of the big reasons why I supported Saxons for so many years. I'm happy to see Saxon win, but I would say I wish there was no controversy with it. I wish we could get the scoring right. Really wish that we could. Because like I said, there was a lot of what I call eye candy out there today as far as costumes go, all right? You had some really intricate costumes that look really, really good. I mean, I saw the lights in some, but they were actually impressive. I don't know if the lights are part of Junkanoo, but the dragons that were lighting up were good. The whole warrior theme that Saxon had was good. The Disney theme to me that the Valley came with was very intricate, very detailed. They were very uniform. I got to give them that. And so was One Family. Was it Family that did the insects and whatnot? I'm trying to make sure, but that was off the chain too. So there's a lot of things you could debate. I mean, maybe the overall winning portion of it, you give it to the Saxons. But I think to say every category, woo, that's a little rough right there. There's room for debate there, in my opinion, from what I saw. And taking nothing away from the Saxon victory. Text to who you mean, cry baby, sour lime. And could have been the side. You mean Sparky? I had options to go. When I came out, I was a hotshot little swimmer. I had a couple of schools recruiting me. St. Andrews gave me the best deal. That's why I went there. I had choices. I had options. I could have blessed Sock with my presence if I wanted to, Dexter. So don't forget that. Don't get it twisted, okay? I can show you the letters where you all want me. And I told you all, no, I don't want you all. Boy, I tell you, Saxon can find some memes out of this world. Look here. What's this video with Grant Watson floating around? You see this video with Grant? Telling everybody open up their door. Saxon in your belly. Boy, Grant, look like you got plenty belly in that picture too. You're my boy though, but look like you got belly of your own. Which belly you talking about? Your belly or Saxon belly? I mean, I get it, Saxon in your belly, but I see you parading through there, boy. And Grant, look like you saying, like, in my belly. In my belly. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Anyway, I can leave that. Wee! Clint talking major smack, and it gone viral, too. Open every door, yeah. Open the door, and yeah. Open this door. Go on, then. I ain't seen Clint so biggie since he was on that video during the pandemic, and the policeman telling him he couldn't proceed. Get me a supervisor. Let me talk to your superior. Y'all remember that one? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying, not Dexter. Oh, cut as in Gilcutt, as in Macaroni. Yeah, man, Macaroni's a sock legend. But I still stand by what I said pertaining to sock. Whee! I know this could be juicy in 5 o'clock. Pearly done hitting me. Pearly done hitting me. Oh, Lord. Man, listen here. This the holiday season, man. Your taxes, you are lucky. You lucky me and Pearly didn't put replay on you, old boy. We gonna get away with replay, Mr. Producer. Boy, I tell you, some of the things you hear. Here's another one. Naughty, I don't know what the complaint is. Every time Saxons finish fourth or fifth, it's never a problem. Now that they won, everybody wants to dissect the victory. Just give it to the Saxons and keep it moving. It's fair enough. But I mean, that goes with the Valley Crier. Let's be honest. This whole group that quit because they said they was getting swing. And in my opinion, I watched Saxons and plenty other group get swing by them over the years. In my opinion. So I don't know what they're crying for. Everything go around 360, you know. Like Ground Pooper say, what goes around comes back around. You know? I tell you, boy, I tell you. The more things change, the more they stay the same. But yeah, congratulate the Saxons on their win. And get ready for New Year. You know? That's when you really gotta look at it. Because where does it go next? Now some people go already start and say, well, you know it. See, one Jackson right now, you know what time it is, Naughty. Every time the Valley goes sour lime, you know they end up winning the next parade. Ouch. And I'll tell you, boy, Valley, that quitting routine you all did, boy, a lot of people still holding out against you. I wouldn't read some of the texts I get, but they ain't too happy with you. Mr. Producer, I just sent you something. I want you to check it out. We could go to the break with that one. Naughty Saxons music was off the chain. They clean up Bay Street. Wait until New Year's. Tell Sparky, get ready. Saxons again in the morning, rain or shine. Naughty, a few years, I think it was 2018, Saxons won every category and still didn't win. Ah, you remember that parade, right? How does that math work? How does that math work? That's what makes me scratch my head sometimes. If somebody could explain the actual scoring system, and we had a uniform scoring system that we stuck to, that it rain or shine, this is the criteria, this is how we score, it doesn't change year in and year out, I think that might be, you know, do something for the integrity of the parade. Naughty, if the Valley don't like this one, they could resign again. You see, y'all need to stop now. Y'all need to stop. Why y'all poking the Valley like that, man? They wanted to take a little bit. And I don't think they quit. They say that's a sabbatical. They telling me that was a sabbatical they was on. A small sabbatical. That's what I was hearing. So don't hold it against me. You know, that's a very good point there, Texter. Naughty, what about the colors? What did you think of the colors? I thought the colors did well with aliens as well, too. I kind of enjoyed that theme. Some of the B groups had some good stuff out there as well today, too. Like I said, there was a lot to enjoy with the parade. But there's still certain things that they got to get rectified for overall better parade and overall better system. Do you think, and texters and callers, hit me up and let me know, do you think this should be like an official scoring, a standardized scoring process? That the judges have to be trained in the scoring process, how to come up with the scores and then enact the scores? You think that might clean it up? Do you think Sparky's idea, and it's been mentioned before, bringing foreign judges, train them who don't have a stake in the race, and then let them judge the parade? Naughty tells Sparky stop crying. He was all in Lang show talking fool. Lang had to educate him today. Go in the shack and work. And it's the 10th. Yeah, and it's the 10th time y'all brought that theme. I got you, Texter. Yeah. A lot of people saying that's the same thing. They seen that from the Valley over and repeatedly. Naughty, this is why we need the Freedom of Information Act, because I want to know how to tally these scores. They need not to keep that a secret. Very good point. Even the albatross known as the former PM around the Saxon's neck, and anybody else, they can't duck this new one. This one, New Year's. Saxons will close out the New Year's Day parade with a victory. Minnesota or not. Y'all stay there. Lord. I tell you, where y'all finding these pictures from? Y'all sending me all kind of memes. Where y'all finding all these pictures from? But I ain't gonna lie. Saxons has won. So you gotta just give them their credit. Give them their props. Good afternoon, Naughty. I'm a fan, and I would like to congratulate... Now, hold on. Okay. Okay, I won't get into this text, but I get it. The parade was run pretty much well. It was a smooth flow of the parade, but you were disappointed with the way some of the participants disrespected the Grand Marshal for doing his job and keeping with the rotation of the groups. Naughty, there's too much cursing and refusing to obey authorities. All right, that's marred a lot of parades before as well, too. Last year, our choreography brought Black Panther, and Saxons basically stole the routine. I thought I was watching Us again. Well, who is you? You was a Valley, or you was a... Who was you? And who was V-Tex? And let me know which group that was that Saxon allegedly took the routine from. Naughty, I thought they were scoring already, but I support the idea of foreign judges, too. All right, Warriors, okay, I got you. Solid. I see what you mean now. Wow, that's Genesis. That's the Warriors, right? Genesis, yeah. Sorry, one family, okay. Yeah, now family, I ain't gonna lie. You're always looking good today, too. There could be plenty debate from that end as well. And that's probably what I look forward to now is like, having a few cocktails during the parade, having breakfast afterwards, and then listen to all the BS conspiracy theories that flow throughout the rest of the day as to why people's team didn't win. Yeah. They got all that crew out there, all kind of pictures circulating. Kool-Aid going to bed, eh? Naughty, you need to get the JCNP president on the show. Maybe we'll try to get him on for the New Year's, before the New Year's parade, which is going to be rough because that's like tomorrow. Maybe we can get him on with Pearly. Or maybe we can get him on right after the New Year's parade, after all of that ish hits the fan. We can get a breakdown moving forward. That's how we could rectify the situation and get better scoring in place. Because same year, every year is the same thing. Same thing over and over. Okay? Let's get over that. Let's do something new for the betterment, for the integrity of the parade. Naughty, what score did the Russian judge give to the Saxon asking for some boys living in the valley? Oh, no, y'all valley boy going out like to carry y'all. I know if I should do y'all no favor right now, but I'll ask that question anyway. Was there a Russian judge? Or was it a different kind of Russian? Was it a white Russian or a black Russian? A dependent, you know, because you got them too. That's a cocktail joke right there. But anyway, some of y'all might not have made it out back in the day to have one of them. Naughty, if you have foreign judges, they will say they are paid off. But let's see. Let's try it. I mean, boy, Naughty Sox and ain't ready. They really finishing it. I know these people running on with, what? That's a strong statement right there. One family warriors don't cry. New Year's be coming for our things. Boy, all right. You coming to give things out of it? Some people might try to say, y'all get your things today. Y'all coming for more out of y'all coming to dish out. Because I was kind of impressed with what I saw from family too. They could be in that conversation. It's debatable. But it can't just be cut and dry between Valley and Saxon because one family was definitely there. It made their presence felt. Naughty tell that texter we ain't the ones crying. We the ones partying and celebrating because we done been Saxon in your belly.
Jesus.
What is this today? That's one thing, boy. Y'all could get fired up. Naughty, one family was way too big in numbers. The Valley got their hands shake. Find out from Sparky how many bottles he had. Sparky say he on antibiotics, he ain't had none. Talk that. Hey, it could happen. It could happen. It could happen. Naughty, we don't need foreigners judging our things. Be good at what we do. Now, Texter, we good at what we do? Okay, that's fine. Maybe in certain things we don't need foreigners judging us and all of that, but you could honestly say the scoring system in Junkanoo is we good at what we do? Man, listen, we butcher that every year. It's bastardized every year, man. Every year there's somebody moaning and crying and complaining about the scoring. Most of the times it's who lost, but still. But then they find ways to poke at the scoring system and find faults in it. So, what's the suggestion? If we're not going to use foreign judges, how do we uniform and streamline the voting process here so we won't get into this back and forth after every parade? The criteria will be there. We see who met the criteria to the best. We see why they were scored the way they were scored and what goes behind it, who the judges are, and then keep it moving. If we want transparency, accountability, and integrity in Junkanoo. Or a lot of us like the whole WWE effect to it, you know, with all the conspiracy theories and whatnot, and here we are. Naughty, people only complain when they lose. Right, but then again, if the Saxons lost today, you all would be complaining too. I just say it. That's what made this thing go around. Naughty, Sparky on antibiotics, he has Saxon in his belly. Oh, God. You were just waiting to say that one, eh? You're just waiting to say that. Oh, Lord. All right, Tess, I didn't see what you said, all of them. Excuse me. Anyway, I could see you all miss me when I was off these couple of days over the holiday. You all in rare form today. You all fired up. You all on fuego. Anyway, Mr. Producer, I guess we got to take this break and then go to the news, right? So, yeah, let's take this break. We can go to the news in the 5 o'clock hour, and we can talk sports. All right? And Dolphin fans, come out, wherever you are. We can have a good conversation. Have a good conversation. I want to hear from some of y'all 49ers, too, though. My God, y'all, what happened? What's going on? Y'all okay? I know some people who's 49er fans and Valley fans, but they barely break right down. Naughty, what doctor prescribed out for Sparky? He overdue for a few brown bottles. Wonder who Anton pulled for. Boy, now you know, Anton is a Valley. It's standard operating procedure that if you're in any part of the PIP war room or propaganda machinery, you have to pull for the Valley. That's a given. Why you didn't go be Robert's laying so low today? Cut skin, got him hiding. I'm telling you. Anyway, let's go to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll go to the news. Flip side of the news, we'll be talking sports. Keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, December 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Go Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
this holiday season, come into John's for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we have women, men, and children covered for work, church, play, or the party in your life. Jewelry, handbags, and of course, gift cards in any amount make a great gift for friends and family. And there is our small appliance section. Need a new outfit for the season? Check out our John's Fast Fashion Clothing Stores. Our John's Carewear Store is the perfect gift shop for a nurse or anyone in healthcare. Come in store or shop online at johnshoes.com for same day delivery or free next day delivery. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Bahamas, from John's Shoes.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotiabank, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
We'll be right back.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, December 27th edition of Talking Heads. I know Pearlie chiming in. So once we know Pearlie's in, all right. Now, Pearlie, what's going on, man? That's what Pearlie played? Pearlie, stop. Stop, Pearlie. Fade Pearlie out. If we could do it, we could do it right. We ain't going to do it Bush League, Pearlie. You're bringing the show down by doing this. If you want Mr. Producer to play that, you have him play it.
He's playing it.
No, he's not playing
it. That's, I already organized this. He's playing it.
No. Now, see, hold on a second. If this is a Thursday, you do what Pearlie say. Any other day, you don't do what F Pearlie say. Okay? So, you know, I was trying to be nice, and I was trying to have a good thing to say, but now I see you're taking too many liberties right there, Pearlie. You're taking too many liberties. So for the rest of this show, we don't play that song, Mr. Producer. You could play it to nauseam tomorrow, but for the rest of this one, you don't play it. And if Pearlie keep pushing it, we'll be on replay tomorrow, the best of Pearlie on Thursday.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And I didn't want to go there. I wanted to open and say, hey, congratulations, Dolphins. It was a very good game. Look, my Cowboys lost, but I think that might have been one of the most entertaining games of the season. First time y'all beat us in 20 years. Enjoy. It is what it is. I'm not upset by it. It's a good game. It's a very good game. Could have gone either way.
Yes, but I was
trying to take the high road, but you practicing douchebaggery early in the show.
I told you, Naughty, when you and I spoke after the game, I said on Wednesday, I will be that guy.
That's fine. You'll be that guy, but that still don't tell you to fly the Millennium Falcon on a Wednesday. You sit there and you go, and you shoot drones and asteroids on a Wednesday. On Thursday, you fly.
I needed the Falcon, Dad. I had a hard day.
Anyway, listen, the way
What's up, Naughty? What's up, the way it is.
And both teams exhibited what they supposed to be able to do. Meaning, the Dolphins, despite all the talk like the Cowboys, can play with good teams. The results don't always come out in their favor, but they can play with good teams. In this case, Dallas made a lot of improvements on how they played on the road. Y'all didn't gut us in the rushing game. 91 yards. I can't be mad at that. We had Tyreek to about 100 yards and 99 yards receiving.
Yeah. 11 catches.
We made the adjustment.
Six catches.
We made the adjustments where we needed to. Miami did the same thing. And like I said, Nick Faggio is always one who likes to throw stuff at McCarthy and Kellen Moore. A couple years ago when he was in Denver. And he punched the Cowboys in the mouth in Dallas.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb gutted the Dolphins in the first quarter. Raped and pillaged the Dolphins in the first quarter.
Yes, he did.
But Faggio managed to take him out of the game for two quarters. The second and the third quarter, he was non-existent.
He had two catches. He had two catches in the last three quarters. Two.
Right, but he still went over 100 and he still had a touchdown. So let's call the entire body of work.
Yeah, but that's right. Yeah, I agree.
All right, but I'm saying that was directly because McCarthy supposed to force the issue. I don't care if it even puts Dak in the position to throw an interception. Force the issue with CeeDee. He was eaten. Until you completely take him out of the game, go there. Go to that. Make the defensive backs take him out. McCarthy allowed him to creep Bradley Chubb up on the edge of the line. And the replacement for Tyron Smith was obviously blocking the invisible man in front of him and paying no attention to Chubb right on the side. And Chubb was walking in the backfield. I lie?
No, you ain't lying.
Untouched. So there was some missing pieces there. Dallas played well despite everything. Miami played well despite some missing pieces. And I think moving forward, both teams have some upside going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
They do. And I look at it like this for the Cowboys. I don't want the Cowboys to win the division. I want them to stay right in the fifth seed. If the season ended today, we go to Tampa, and me and you would probably go to that game, Pearlie. You know what I mean? And they play the Bucs. I like our chances of beating the Bucs on the road. Now that sets up the divisional round. But look at the first round in the wild card in the NFC if it ended today, Pearlie. The Seahawks would play the Lions, and that number 6 team, the LA Rams, would play the Philadelphia Eagles. And we all know nobody wants to see that Rams team right now. So say the Rams knock the Eagles out in the first round. They go on to San Francisco because they're the lowest seed. We go on to the next seed, which would either be Philadelphia or Detroit. And I already see the Rams beating Philadelphia. Detroit scales out against Seattle. I like us playing Detroit on the road in Detroit. So that might be the easiest way for Dallas to get to the NFC Championship game by being the fifth seed. You guys, on the other hand, need to win out because you and I both know none of you want no kind of cold weather games in the playoffs.
Well, we can still play in it.
But you are more suited to win playing in Hard Rock, Purdy. You know it and I know it. A good litmus test going to be this week against Baltimore in the cold in Baltimore.
Buddy, we are just as much suited to win in Hard Rock as Dallas is suited to win in Dallas. You're on 7-0, we got one loss.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's more, but unfortunately, because how the cookie gonna crumble, Dallas got to do it on the road. You have the option to do it at home, and you all need to seal the deal in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You beat Baltimore, you're not a clear-cut number one seed, and if you fall to the last week against Buffalo, you still fall into the number two spot.
Well, I think that we should have a good go at Baltimore this week. I think Baltimore's going to have a letdown because they want a very high for that 49ers game, and I think it's going to be a letdown.
Pretty not. Can I just say something objectively without having any horse in this game?
Uh-huh.
Sound like you talking yourself into buying this car, okay? Sound like you talking yourself up for this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Baltimore is let down, Pearly. I think Baltimore is playing good football right now.
Yes, they are. I'm not taking that away from them. But we have been watching this season all year, right?
Yes, sir.
Which team has been consistently winning? None. Everybody's gone, has got these big wins and then come up with big losses afterwards. Or
so you're saying Baltimore do for that stretch a la San Francisco, a la Philadelphia, a la Dallas, a la Miami?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It sounds far-fetched, but I'm telling you, and I'm telling this to you, Naughty. I believe Miami will beat Baltimore on Sunday. I wholeheartedly believe that.
Okay, fine. But, okay, you beat Baltimore, but you still got that game against Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. That's a division game that could go anyway. If we were to beat
Baltimore, no, it wouldn't be a moot point because at some point you might have to face the Bills in one of them first round games. If you finish as the number two seed, you might get them as the seven.
If we beat Baltimore on Sunday, we'll become the number one seed. If we hold on and beat Buffalo the next Sunday, we'll hold the number one seed. If we beat Baltimore on Sunday, we clinch the AFC East division.
That's what you all got to play for. And the pressure to me is clearly on y'all because y'all want to play home. If you buck your toe and lose those two games, now you in the fifth seed and you on the road.
I don't see Miami doing that. I think Miami is going to see the Miami defense is much improved. This is not the same defense that Baltimore, that Buffalo saw a lot in week whatever number that was. And I think they're going to be in for a play. I just don't think it's...
Here's how I see it. I see Baltimore beating y'all, and I see y'all with your rosary beads saying your novenas next week against the week following week against Buffalo, and I think you get it done. But it takes you to the bitty bloody wall and you could be fretting and you ain't got no more fingernails.
No, I hear you. I hear you. But I don't see it like that. I don't.
And
I think
that's fine.
You and I have said this. I think that the Joe Sports Announcer America wants Josh to be this great guy because show him that he's not what they think he is. The MVP of the league is either Tyreek Hill or Lamar Jackson.
The MVP of the league, period, right now is Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
I don't want to hear none of that Purdy talk. I don't hear none of that mumbo jumbo, but he's a leader, none of that. And what really galls me is this dude had four interceptions in the game, Purdy. You know what they would have done to Doc? You know what they would have done to Tua if they would have thrown them four interceptions?
No, but I tried to tell our good friend who called in and tried to get me to say Purdy is like top five quarterback in the NFL.
I am calling today. I want no report for this today. But see this report.
Play out and see what the guy give you. And the guy show you. He's going to be a good quarterback in the NFL, you know.
And listen, I'm glad you brought that up. I glad to see this whole show, Prophet ain't called once. Where's that same energy today, Prophet, after you took that big L? There he is today, Pearly. I mean, let's be real.
He's listening.
I know he's listening. You're listening every day. Perfect. I don't want to put you in the mouth murder category, man. Come on. Call him with that same conviction and gear it up. Let us know who the best team was on Monday Night Football, Baltimore and San Francisco. Let us know who the best team in NFL is now, Prophet. And after you do that, let me know the definition of evolution too, please. Because I'm still waiting on that. Ah, boy. I'm surprised I haven't heard from the mysterious one yet.
He called in the last show on Thursday. He called me Thursday. I haven't heard from him since then.
Yeah, I was on Friday.
And his heat is looking good. I don't see why he's not on a natural high right now.
But I mean, we have to be. You know, if mystery were to call, I'd let him talk. But I would remind him that again, he still owes a bet. You know what I mean? And he hasn't paid.
Mystery's the man. He is the myth, but he is also a legend
in his own mind.
All right.
So you're gonna condone him not paying that bet?
No, I'm not condoning him.
He need to come pay that bet. I don't care if it's 10 years from now. I need to pay that bet.
I think you would ride him if it's 10 years.
I would ride no man, but yeah, I'd give him a hard time.
Not, oh, God.
I'd be clarifying, and it's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good. Clarification sake. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
This is Talking Heads, not Joker's Wild.
I'll tell you, though. It's going to be interesting coming down, and there's some dark horse teams that nobody's going to want to see, Pearly. And that's the interesting.
I told people, do not sleep on them LA Rams.
But I ain't talking on the Rams either. Them Seahawks are very resilient, too, and playing ugly, grimy football to stay alive.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, they are.
I mean, when you look at the whole situation, I mean, I'm looking at the AFC right now. Ravens and the Dolphins have clinched. The Chiefs, the Jaguars, the Browns, the Bills, and the Colts are the next seven.
Yep.
Over in the AFC, listen, the Bills are a tough team to play early, and the Browns will be a tough team to play early. The rest of them, where you put me? Because I think KC is a little suspect this year. I think the Jags are fool's gold. I think the Colts win that division. And the Texans might even sneak in over the Jags because they seem in full-blown free-fall right now. And then, of course, you're still over in the NFC, NFC, it's a lot different. The 49ers, they've kind of clinched the playoff and clinched their division. The Eagles are in the second seed. The Lions are in the third seed. The Bucks are the fourth seed. The Cowboys the fifth. The Rams the sixth. And the Seahawks the seventh. So right now, if it ended today, the Seahawks play the Eagles, the Rams play the Lions, and we play the Bucks.
Bernardi, you do have a tough game this weekend, you know.
Listen to me. Pearly, listen to me and listen to me good. We in Jerry's world. We average 41 points in Jerry's world. It's going to be one hell of a shootout. I'll tell you that much right now, but we're going to beat the Lions. And I'll tell you where we beat the Lions. The back end of that defense is horrible. We got to beat them in the passing game. We ain't going to beat them in the running game. They're good up front. And they're a good running team as well. But they have Jared Goff at quarterback who hears footsteps when he's getting brace. And we all know that he's been getting brace over the last couple of weeks. They're a great running offensive line. Pass protection, they suck.
Let me ask you this question.
Why hasn't Micah Parsons had a holding call against him in 9 games? I'm wondering that too. And we had clearly have footage that, and even from the last game against the Dolphins, this dude is being held left, right, and center. Nobody's calling it. Question you're going to ask me?
Well, the question I'm going to ask is, I heard some people talking, and they're saying it might make sense for Micah not to play first down. Because when they run at him, you have success with him. But if they take him out of the game for first down, he may see more production. But do they want to lose those 10 or so plays a game with him not in it?
Dallas is not going to be able to do anything with that Pearly until they go to the draft next year and draft a stud linebacker to go with Damarian Overshown, who was a stud linebacker we drafted this year from Texas who blew out his knee in preseason. We get Overshown back healthy and another drafted linebacker to go with Clark, who we got there right now, and Bell, we'll be fine with the linebacking core, but they need help in the middle there. And that'll allow us to move Micah all over where he needs to be. I get the point, take him away from first down, be more productive on first down, and then put him into a long second and third down. That's fine. I get it. But then who's going to be there to stop that gap against the run on the first down?
All right. Gotcha.
So it's a catch 22. I think if there's more pieces in play next season that you can move Micah around, then that's what the GM's going to have to do. And look, we got to free Micah up, so we got to draft players around him that's going to eat up some space and eat up some blockers and force people to pay attention to, then Micah could eat. Or if they double-team Micah, whoever they draft is such a good enough player that they're going to survive that one-on-one and be just as successful.
Okay, all right.
So, but it all starts in Dallas next year with the draft. We got to draft Hog Mollies. Retool the offensive line, retool the defensive line. As far as in the trenches, defensive tackles.
Okay.
Then we go from there. But like I said, there's a lot of football left to play. It's only been 2 weeks left in the season, there's a lot of ramifications over the next 2 weeks as to where people can end up.
The irony of that statement, there's a lot of football to play, but oh my God, the season almost over, Naughty.
Yes, you know, I hate that. It's my favorite time of year. And, you know, basketball heating up. Lakers are free-falling. I mean, what's going on with them? 15-15? What's happening there, Pearly?
They got to get that.
Or 16-15? I mean, really?
Ham called Vanderbilt out and Hashim Omari and said, y'all got to stop playing. Stop acting like y'all confused, falling your hand and start being more aggressive.
Yeah, and
then AD says that they have to play more better defense. The defense crappy. Is crappy.
And now if I start to point fingers, LeBron ain't playing no defense.
It ain't LeBron. It ain't LeBron. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's not LeBron.
And ain't LeBron no playing no defense? Okay.
No, it's not LeBron. And I know you don't like him, but you
can't. Hey, listen, I need more than 16 points and 5 or 14 shooting against the Celtics, brother. I need more than that.
No, but you're going to have that every once in a while. That's not the issue. The issue is Vanderbilt is not doing his job. D'Lo is not doing the job at all. And the bench is not playing.
Everybody trying to blame D'Lo, but D'Lo been doing his job. D'Lo been very consistent, Pearly.
No, he's not. He's not. That's why he got benched. That is why Ham benched him. He's coming off the bench now. And the only reason we're getting points off the bench is because him and Reeves coming off the bench.
Well, maybe that's why he put him on the bench, because we were getting zero bench score and we were losing games because of that.
No, he's not doing what he's supposed to do, and he lost his job. They put LeBron back to the point.
We need a point guard. Well, LeBron at the point ain't the answer.
It ain't.
Because look what happened against the Celtics. Yeah, but I'm telling you, D'Lo is the scapegoat for that bench because the bench ain't been scoring.
No, it is not. He's not. I've been watching this. I've been following him.
Okay, fine. So what Hachimura been doing? Nothing. The only person been scoring off the bench is Reeves, bro. Let's keep it 100.
I'm telling you that. And that is what Ham is saying. Vanderbilt and Hachimura, the players got to stop playing like they're confused and play basketball.
And I'm saying D'Angelo Russell was moved to that bench partially because maybe Ham got an issue with him to start now, but they also know they need some scoring off the bench. We got zero bench scoring. Outside of Reeves, our bench scoring sucks.
That's not the primary reason, but I hear you. And you cannot, I don't have a problem with that nigga, excuse me, that guy scoring 16 points because we don't need him to be playing 38.
I wonder though, if the exodus to the bench, Russell's exodus to the bench was LeBron trying to play GM. Because I see some LeBron positioning to play GM.
You're really a conspiracy theorist, you know.
No. Hold on, Pretty. A leopard don't change his spots, okay? We've seen LeBron step in and play GM on multiple occasions, even with this Laker team.
I'll say this to you one more time, one last time. I've been following this, all right? This ain't got nothing to do with LeBron, nothing. This got to do with D'Lo not producing. This got to do that the Lakers are actively trying to get LaVine. They're trying to get a guard.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're trying to get a guard, then they need to go ahead and get your boy from the Hawks who's now available. DeJounte Murray.
The LaVine trade may not happen, so that may happen.
And that DeJounte Murray means a lot. And if we got to give up Reeves for DeJounte Murray and another piece, then okay, so be it. But, you know, I'm looking at this right now from the most recent game, okay? And that guy was minus 11, brother, on the court. Minus 11.
Fine. You're not going to get it out of him. You cannot get it out of him every day because you won't have him in May.
And I'm saying to you, I agree with that. But the big monster swirling dervishes have been few and far between compared to these kind of performances.
No. That's not true. He has been playing great basketball for the Lakers. Between him and AD is the reason we're still where we are.
Pearly.
That's fact. And you know I have as much discourse for him as
and
you
I,
do.
And I've been following, and I could break down the games where he hasn't shown up. And I promise you, for the next episode we do in the new year, I will break down the said games out of the 30 games that they played.
I hear what you say. My whole point on this, he should be only scoring 16 points a game and playing 28, 29 minutes, maybe 30 minutes a game.
That's fine, but when you're playing 40 and getting that, Houston, we got a problem.
You have to do that because your bench ain't doing jack.
But you preach into the choir. From weeks ago, I was saying Laker bench ain't scoring.
You know, why are you telling me the bench ain't doing jack? You still say, by the way, LeBron is messing up. No, he ain't this time. This time it ain't on him. This time it's more on him than anything else.
Okay, no problem, man.
If you
could live with 5 or 14 shooting and 16 points a pop and 8 and 8, I good with that too.
Naughty, I can live with that if the others are doing what they're supposed to do.
Let's go to the phone line.
In that playoff game,
I get your point about load management. Okay. You know, I'm being facetious. I get that. I genuinely get that point.
All right.
Naughty, don't sleep on them Raiders. Big things about to happen. Just watch. Well, once they sign Antonio Pierce to be their head coach, big things will pop. You know, locking him off for next year. I see y'all doing some things this year. Boy, y'all
doing those guys are playing for him and playing hard.
They're playing hard for him, but I just think it's a numbers situation. They're just not going to be there, numbers wise.
It's too late. It's a little too late.
But it's a valiant effort. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Willie, what is that?
Wait, right there, my brother, right there.
Naughty, what I want to do, right? I want to agree with Willie to a certain extent, right?
Okay, as you always do.
I agree with you.
Miracles.
I agree with you.
Let me record this phone call. Let me refer this phone call. Let me record it. Me and you agreeing on something, let me record this one.
Yes, I want to agree with you. Let me tell you why I said it is, right? As a Laker, right? But right now, we're supposed to be at least, we supposed to have been our last couple of games when we come out of that thing. The reason why we didn't be losing, like Pearly say, D'Angelo, he ain't playing offense, he ain't playing defense. And then the bench, they coming off, and they're playing no defense like that. The scoring ain't the problem, you know. The defense is the problem with Lakers right now.
Yes.
I think they're not playing the team defense that they were before that helped them make that run last year. I agree with you on that.
Listen to this. Listen to this, Naughty.
But you still need bench scoring too.
Naughty, right. Now watch this. Watch this. Now you were saying about LeBron scoring need to go improve, right? But guess what? If you look at the last table, before we go on this little losing streak, if you look at the last couple of games, he was the one that really was staying the real concerning story.
And I'm saying that, and I'm saying, and agreeing to Pearly's point, that he does need to load manage. They do need to load manage him at 38 so we can have him for the playoffs. But you can't lose a bunch of games now with lack of bench and fall into an abyss that we can't recover from.
Now, see, you know what happening now? You talk about Achiuwa. He
hits me 3-pointers. Hachimura ain't scoring. Vanderbilt ain't scoring.
Right, he is scoring. Right?
And the next player ain't scoring. Who's supposed to be scoring
Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt ain't really doing what he usually do.
Nope.
Right? And then they get that by David Vince. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with him.
But he just been back a couple of games. He only been back a couple of games.
He back?
Yeah, he just come back. He only been back 2 games.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at when he gets fully, when he footing gets fully on the ground, I looking for not only the defense to step up, but even that three point shooting range, you know. But at the end of the day, Naughty, you know, it's a long series we looking at. Look at that, bro. Yeah. 50 something more games.
I get that, but you can't keep saying, oh, we still got a long way to go. No, you need to fix the problem now. That lack of bench scoring later on down.
And if I believe after the All Star break, we can really step up to the plate.
I'm saying now, identify some players that are going to help the situation. If you need scoring.
And they're supposed to be having some thing I'm coming up.
Now, hear what I'm saying. They got an offer out there floating right now. Zach LaVine and DeJounte Murray. All right? Who plays for the Hawks. It'll be a 3-team deal. The Lakers get LaVine and DeJounte Murray. The Hawks get draft picks and somebody else. And the Bulls will get Reeves, D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo go to the Hawks. Reeves will go to the Bulls with a piece.
Well, that's a win. Cost that way. What the boy's name?
Not
Dr. Vian, the other way.
Yeah.
The Murray boy.
DeJounte Murray is the piece that I like there. That's
right,
the win
exactly.
There. That's the real steal of that.
Because he is a real defensive freak.
And he can shoot the three. And he's a natural point guard, a big point guard. Now, here's the deal. If the Lakers got to go three team deal in that, I would say hit him for LaVine and Caruso from Chicago, DeJounte Murray from the Hawks, and that's a good deal.
Well,
we get White Mamba
is,
back
right?
For the play the point, that's play the defense, and add that energy off the bench.
Yeah. But another thing, what I want to say to you too, Naughty, the game with Dallas and
Miami, that was a good game, man. I could have gone.
No, but I want to show you something. Let me show you watch the bench press, right? Miami win that game. You know what that does to them now?
What does that do to them?
Because it was Dallas, that now give them more boost. Because that's what now people saying, oh, that's only Dallas. But if you listen to what the defense was saying, they only got something to prove to themselves. But they got something to prove for the world. Baltimore, I guarantee you. You remember how they play, what the boy name, man? Another quarterback was really kind of like, he's uncontrollable. But anyhow, I guarantee you, they got half a lockdown defense on Lamar Jackson. Watch.
Listen,
that can be their main focus.
This is the two toughest tests of the year for you.
Right, and then watch this. We can beat them like Braley say. And just what? Listen to this now. Remember now, Tula was hurt last year when we had a third strike. Almost beat Buffalo them.
Yeah, but almost on the counts of horse racing and hand grenades.
I just tried to show you. Now, Tula back, the defense what they played the first part of the season, that ain't a defense no more. Just a different defense. So watch what are you?
You got to see it play out now. We got to see it play out.
Yeah.
Baltimore, listen, I see you all beating Buffalo tomorrow, but we'll see it play out this week.
Well, they didn't see us beating y'all.
No, Brady, listen. Hold on now. Plenty talking. Plenty other people on the networks were talking Dolphins beating Dallas. Real talk.
No.
He came on this radio station. And I said,
do you know when they were during the pregame show? Do you know every one of them analysts besides one said that?
Which station were you watching? Because I was watching Nick Ryan and Prasad leading up to it. I was leading up to Stephen A. Smith and all of them, watching Skip Bayless and all of them. All of them was leading toward Miami. But hey, if those network guys on the morning of decided to go with Dallas, hey, it is what it is. That was a tight game either way.
Hey.
It was a 1.5 point, you know, line the whole week. Anybody could have won the game. The Dolphins won. Hats off to them. It's all good.
Okay, Naughty.
All right, man. You all be safe. Yeah, Mr. Producer, I sent you the final 15. And probably something that we're not addressing right now, you know, going under the radar. Russell Wilson benched in Denver.
I was about to bring that up.
We got Coward talking about that on the way home, in addition to does Lamar get enough credit for with the Ravens in an MVP category? And obviously, you know, the whole Russell situation, what does that mean in Denver? You going with Jared Stidham, who used to be the backup?
Listen.
I believe him and Peyton had an argument in a meeting. They had a come to Jesus meeting, and this is where we're at.
No, you remember he tried to embarrass Peyton, and then they asked him, and he said, "Conversation is none of your business."
No, I missed that. What happened? Russell
Take
Wilson.
It from me. He tried to show Russell Wilson up, but it's not Russell Wilson who messed up. It's not Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson playing far better football this year than he did last year.
Agreed.
The reason why they won some of those games, I think the other players just haven't produced.
I think Russell lost that locker room from last year.
Wilson the other night. Vintage Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but he might have lost the locker room from last year, regained it a little bit, now he's losing it again. Or maybe that's Peyton's design.
I think that's Peyton's design.
You know,
Peyton, I think he had every intention of coming there and getting rid of Russell Wilson.
I think so too, to tell you the truth. I really do.
So but he can be all right.
You know, I don't know.
There are some other teams that Russell Wilson should be could be a very big benefit to.
Yeah, this Lakers, this thing with DeJounte Murray picking up as well too, Pearly. I need you to keep an eye on that. You know you like to track sports, and you've been on a hot streak with your team signing the big free agents or making the big trades. Keep an eye on this DeJounte Murray thing. This is really picking up steam.
I'll check it out.
That would be a good addition, bro.
I figured they should do something, but I don't want to lose Reeves.
I don't want Lewis Reeves either. So hopefully, Wussy Name can actually, Pelinka can actually pull something off if we keep Reeves. You know what I mean? At this stage, you got like a Jared Vanderbilt and a couple other pieces you could package and try to get rid of.
Asha Murray.
Rui. Get rid of Rui, dead mind. Because Rui going stiff. Rui got the money and Rui going MIA, going missing.
Exactly.
But I don't know. This whole situation with Russell Wilson, the plot thickens there, my brother. The plot thickens there. It really does.
I think that's got more to do with the clash of the head bucket than anything to do with play.
And it's a lot of reactions going on with that, for sure. All right, so Pearly, let's get the picks in. Once we get the picks in, we'll go to the break. And out of the break, we'll let Colin Cowherd take us home, because that's the final 15 today, and we're almost right at that time. So okay. I guess we got to look at college football in the NBA, hey, Pearly.
Yeah, that's fine.
And listen, college football, a lot of bowl games are playing. But one thing that disappointed me about college football, the transfer portal and the opt-out for the draft. At least back in the day, dudes would still play. You know what I mean?
Why you don't like the transfer portal?
Because a lot of dudes transfer out right before the bowl game, and then you don't get them playing in the bowl game because they've transferred to another school.
Yeah, but what it has done is it's leveled the playing field in football. I think you're going to see a lot more teams, the non-traditional or some of the older teams coming back. I mean, watch Colorado this year.
What I'm saying to you is during the regular season, you know, you don't affect your parlays. During bowl week, it affects your parlays, and that sucks. That's what I'm talking about.
That's why you stay away from them during your parlays.
I don't touch them during this time here. They can't be on my parlay. Not no college bowl game.
I personally, unless you're playing for the national championship, I don't have a problem if you sit on the bowl. You go play that bowl, and you know people get hurt during the bowl and never get opportunity
to play
in the NFL.
But if you're in a national championship or them big games, you need to play.
Yeah. And ain't nobody sitting out for no national championship.
No. All right. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 big games in the NBA tonight, Pearly. Okay. The Sixers on the road against the Magic. The Magic playing surprisingly good ball this year. Very competitive team.
Embiid is still out, right?
Yeah, so I'll take the Magic if Embiid's out by the two at home.
Yeah, he's still out, so I'll take the Magic too.
You got the Raptors on the road against the Wizards. Listen, I'll take the Raptors to win this in the money line, but they're hard outside of Toronto. I don't think they cover 7.5, but I think they win the game.
Okay.
Milwaukee Bucks by 7.5 over the Brooklyn Nets. Boy.
I like that. I'll take them in the points.
No, Brooklyn is at home, and they've done well against the spread this year. 7.5 is a lot. I might take the Bucks in the money line. Bucks in the money line. Bucks in the money line for me. Knicks in the Oklahoma City Thunder. I like the Thunder to rebound at home off that loss against the Lakers.
There's something missing with the Knicks. Something's not there.
Yeah, something is missing.
But we'll see.
I'll tell you, something was missing with the Memphis Grizzlies, but he's back, and they won 3 straight.
Oh, man. Show boy, oh boy, Ja is back.
Ja doing his thing. All right, the Phoenix Suns by 3 over the Houston Rockets. Simply because it's Houston, I'm going to lean toward the Suns. But the Rockets play tough defense at home.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do. I'll take the Suns on the money line. And the Rockets can take them right to the wire.
You got Kyrie Irving back in Cleveland. Dallas playing in Cleveland. He's back in the lineup for Dallas. Playing in Dallas. I like Kyrie Irving and Luka to win by 3.5 over the Cavs at home tonight.
Okay.
All right. Well, that should do it, Pearly. We're going to get to the break. Out of the break, We're going to get into the final 15.
The Holiday Bowl, Texas A&M at Oklahoma State. That's a nice game. That's like actually a good game to watch. Oklahoma State, I like.
Yeah, Oklahoma State might be a good one there. And Texas A&M ain't losing too many people. So, yeah, that could be a good one to lay a parlay on.
Yeah.
Good stuff, my brother. Good conversation. We'll do it. Well, you'll do it tomorrow, and we'll do it in the new year, man. You can do whatever you want tomorrow, man. And, you know, you take us into the new year.
So, no, not a problem, my brother.
All right. No worries, man. Appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'll chime in, baby.
Just before we go, Naughty, I just wanted to say this. You know, I went to John Canoe last night, and I worked for the JCNP. But just walking
Well, there you
up
was in the
first
album, and we had all them questions about the scoring.
I can't comment on them. That, for the role I play, I can't comment on them. That's why.
Okay, good. All right, solid.
But the point is, so many people stopped me and said that they enjoy listening to us.
Awesome.
And it was such a good feeling. So I just want to tell all the people who listen, thanks, man. I appreciate that. We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And a blessed new year for all of them, man. And you too, Pearly, and everybody, all right? So good
okay,
stuff.
Brother.
Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Cowherd's taking us home, man. And we'll see you all mañana right here on Talking Heads.
Ciao.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bot you too? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes. Free Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care clueless, means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Cashmas is here at Percy's Island Game. 78 winners, $250,000 in cash and prizes, and a grand prize of $50,000 in cash. And there's more! 7-day Caribbean and Alaska cruises, 7-day trips to New York, Las Vegas, and London, TVs, iPads, cell phones, and 3 brand new 2023 Toyotas. Enter to win each time you deposit $20 on your verified account with the cash, the cruises, the toys, the trips, and the cars this Cashmas, and that's Percy's Island Game.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you, the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy festive big box loaded with 2 pieces of your favorite fried chicken, 4 pieces of our real nuggets of 100% white meat, fries, a biscuit, corn, a delectable strawberry parfait, and a medium soda. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
Jingle all the way around the world with Shell this Christmas.
win $30,000 in prizes when you spend $20 in fuel at any Shell location now through January 5th. Enter now to win two round-trip tickets to the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills game, or see the world with a $5,000 travel voucher. Weekly winners will be selected to win thousands of dollars in free fuel, grocery, and many more fabulous prizes. Fuel up and get your receipt for a chance to win with Shell now through January 5th, 2024.
When faced with stand together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you as the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Enjoy a KFC festive bucket packed with 8 pieces of golden fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon Pepsi in a free reusable beverage bag. Available for a limited time, the reusable drink bags are perfect for your future festive feasts. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
This holiday season, come into John's for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we have women, men, and children covered for work, church, play, or the party in your life. Jewelry, handbags, cards in any amount make a great gift for friends and family. And there is our small appliance section. Need a new outfit for the season? Check out our John's Fast Fashion clothing stores. Our John's Carewear store is the perfect gift shop for a nurse or anyone in healthcare. Come in-store or shop online at johnshoes.com for same-day delivery or free next day delivery. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Bahamas, from John's Shoes.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
The Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m. Showtime 9 p.m.
Book your ticket at bahamasetickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Brought to you by the Nassau Cruise Board. It's not just a concert. It's a night to remember.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year.
We bring in on a day of breaking news. Russell Wilson benched with the Denver Broncos. James Jones, Super Bowl champ, part of the Raiders broadcast. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's start with the Russell Wilson stuff. So we had said during the offseason, I remember the day the Broncos signed Jarrett Stidham to a pretty healthy backup quarterback number.
Yeah.
And I was like, A, I thought the Raiders liked him, but they didn't want to get into a bidding war.
Yeah.
And the number was pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Was that a sign that things may not be great with Russ and Peyton?
I don't think it was a sign. I truly believe Peyton took this job knowing that Russell Wilson was there. Knowing that, hey, with what I do, with how I develop quarterbacks, I can get Russell Wilson playing at a high level in my system. He was working here. It's not like he was a defensive coordinator and it's like, oh, my opportunity arose. They don't got no quarterback, but I'm going to take the job. Like, you chose this spot. And I truly believe he does not choose this spot if he doesn't have a capable quarterback. He's trying to chase championships and Super Bowls. So I think he took this job for Russell Wilson. Yes, Russell Wilson did play bad last year. So I want to get in a guy who I get a guy who I do know is a capable backup to go down here and help me win some games if something happens to Russell Wilson. Actually, lately has been playing bad football, and this is the decision they came with. But I think he took this job knowing that Russell Wilson was there to try to get Russell Wilson right.
Okay, so we talked about the market. It's you know, about a month ago, J-Mac said on the air, he said, Justin Fields has a 10-team market. And I laughed at him. And then he started naming teams, and I'm like, well, they would be interested.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think that Atlanta, Washington, and he probably has a 6 or 7 team market.
Especially the way he's been playing lately.
There's a market.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, Russell's expensive.
Yeah.
You've seen the best of him, unlike Justin Fields, where there's cheap and there's growth.
Mm-hmm.
Is there much of a market for him? I mean, there's a market.
Yes. I mean, there's always a market for quarterbacks that accomplish what Russell Wilson has accomplished, because it's always going to be that one organization, that one team that's like, hey, you know what I mean? Maybe he might get back to the old Russ with us. Who knows?
So, and GMs and coaches you're really the hot seat.
Yes, you're really willing to take that chance. The only scary thing is the price. You know what I'm saying? That's the only scary team with the price. But you can't tell me 3 or 4 teams wouldn't want Russell Wilson. And I think that's the mindset of the Denver Broncos. Right? Let's sit him, because it's going to be 3 or 4 teams that might want to come and trade for Russell Wilson.
Well, let's pivot to the Raiders.
Uh-huh.
So it's interesting. I know Antonio Pierce, and I like him.
Mm-hmm.
One of the dangers of firing a coach midseason is you get the interim coach bounce.
Yeah.
But he's coached in the NFL 2 years.
Yeah.
Brandon Staley 4, and that wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't completed passes last week in 3 quarters and haven't scored a touchdown in 2 or 3 games.
Yeah.
I can like the guy and the story,
but
think to myself, 12 of the 14 playoff teams have an offensive coach, and that's where the league's pivoting to.
Yeah.
You're in that Raiders organization. I'm not doubting any of it. Mm-hmm. Know him, like him,
no doubt.
A real guy's guy.
Yeah.
You'll meet nobody that doesn't like Antonio.
Yeah.
He's a dude's dude.
Yep.
If you went out, do a UFC fight or a game with him,
100%.
You'd love it. But that doesn't mean he's the right fit. Are the Raiders kind of in a situation where the locker room will turn on the owner if they don't give him the job?
I think they'll turn on the owner if Antonio Pierce don't get this job.
Yeah.
I think Antonio Pierce is the guy for this job. And the main reason why I say that is because the mindset of this football team, right? Usually I've been a part of some interim head coach. It lasts for a week. 2 weeks. Dennis Allen, when I was at the Raiders, got fired. Coach Sperano came in. He buried the football. Rest in peace, Tony Sperano. Yeah, he buried the football.
I remember that.
And we went out there and we won a couple games, right? Playing with a whole different energy. But eventually it wore off a little bit. You don't see that with this team, right? You see the guys responding to Antonio Pierce. You see the way the team is playing out there. You know what I mean? Just the energy, the effort, the passion, the mindset, the team that this is playing with. Like, nobody could tell me when the Raiders scored those 2 defensive touchdowns that the Chiefs wasn't going to come back in that game. Because that's what the Chiefs have done to the Raiders. Is, hey, you make a couple plays and then you give up a game. Since Antonio Pierce has been there, this has been a different mindset for the Raiders team. And one thing I know about Antonio Pierce, because I coach Antonio Pierce's sons in Arizona. He plays on my younger son's team, and one of them plays on my older son's team. One thing I know about him is he knows what he needs. So when you're saying the offensive side of the ball, he been in college. He been in high school. This dude knows how to build a team and knows what it takes and knows the players that he needs. So I truly believe deep down in my heart Antonio Pierce is the guy for this job to take the Raiders to where they are trying to go. And you got a guy that these players love, that they are going to fight for day in and day out. I think Antonio Pierce is the guy. And it's all about, you know, Emmanuel Acho says this all the time. It's all about doing your part on your side of the ball. Since he has got there, and I know Patrick Graham is calling the plays, but this defense has been playing lights out.
Well, it's very physical.
Yeah, and you have to start somewhere. You know what I mean? And that defense, he's going to get some more players on that defense as well, but I think Antonio Pierce is the guy for this job. I do.
He's going to hire a good OC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I was the GM.
All right. So I got into this discussion. Is that the MVP race, mm-hmm. and I don't like this.
Yeah.
I guess when I was a kid, a little boy, I collected baseball cards. But since then, I'm not really a stats guy.
Yeah.
I watch the games. Yeah. I watch J-Mac and I sit in front of TVs all the time. It's an unhealthy lifestyle, right? You sit and watch TV. And I watch players who are influential. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you the player I talked about earlier. How many sacks has Aaron Donald gotten teammates for 12 years?
Big time.
Dude, the Rams have 2 third-round rookie defensive linemen. Everybody's like, they're great. And I'm like, they get singular blocks.
No doubt. Yeah.
Aaron Donald has been the most influential defensive player since LT. Mm-hmm. Or Reggie White.
No question.
He gets everybody else sacked. Yep. Remember how good Von Miller was playing with him for an hour?
Played against
he
him.
He wasn't that good in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So I watch Lamar. I don't care about stats. Man. How come their run game is number one and they're missing O-linemen?
Yep.
They're on Gus Edwards. Mm-hmm. I watched that game, and my takeaway on that game, all those pros,
yeah.
San Francisco was afraid of Lamar.
No question about
afraid
it.
Afraid of him.
Yep. On Speak with the Speak family yesterday, I showed some plays of Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. If you watch that San Francisco 49ers team, you have Nick Bosa, you have Chase Young,
Fred
Armstead,
Warner.
Dudes that are making a lot of money, they were not even rushing Lamar. You are the highest paid defensive player in football. And the game plan is for you to stand back there and try to read and catch Lamar? Like that, but that's the Lamar Jackson effect. That ain't no stats. That's what Lamar Jackson brings to the football field and the fear that he puts in these players. And the couple times they did rush, there he goes. You know, and he's out of there, and he's making plays with his legs. But
look at you, to your point. You're
right. He had all day to throw the ball, and the defensive lineman was not rushing. And it was a couple plays to where they'll just you two rush and you two sit back. Right. You know, and Lamar Jackson is so good. He's talented. I mean, we've all seen the growth, the way he's throwing the ball inside and outside the pocket. But Lamar Jackson is a different breed. And when you talk MVP, you talk about a player – that can make everybody around them better.
Look at this. Watch this play.
Yeah.
Now watch this. Fred Warner is 54. Best yep. linebacker in football. Watch this.
And Lamar points look at him too. Got you.
Warner isn't within four nope. yards. And Fred nope. Warner is a top 10 yep. linebacker in the last decade.
Yep.
And, he by the way, watch this so throw. Good. Watch this sidearm yeah. throw. Watch this. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. And he makes it. He makes the game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.